I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It was a bilious piece of dirt that made me cry out in pain.
Did you say it was a brilliant piece of work and you'll fly me out to Spain?
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it!
Yes, is The Exorcist a comedy? Who knows the answer to that? Raffer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and here on Friday. Hey there, Raffer.
Hey, John.
So, The Jungle Book. Let's listen to a clip.
Relax, kid. No need to get worked up, okay?
Where am I?
This is a cave. It's my cave. You don't remember what happened, do you?
No.
I saved your life. Yeah, I snatched you from the jaws of death, the coils of death, if you will. And lucky for you, your new favorite hero, Old Blue here, just happened to be passing by.
Now, the voice of Bill Murray pulls this away from Kipling,
yeah.
Traditional Kipling. But what do you think of this?
Well, this is Disney's remake, their right. Sort of live action slash computer generated remake of the 1967 Jungle Book, which is one of my favorite Disney movies.
And very successful.
Yeah, and a beloved film. This is a much darker, much scarier Jungle Book. It's much more of a action adventure. The villain Shere Khan, who's got the voice of Idris Elba, much scarier than he was in the original. The animation, this photoreal animation, these animals with the fur and the eyes and the way they move, there's really been nothing like it on the screen. I mean, the animation makes everything else you've seen look like the Flintstones or something. It's astounding.
And in 3D, it's worth seeing.
I would say this might be one of the few times where the 3D is really worth the premium. It's an amazing visual film. I do feel that they've toyed a little bit with the ending of the film in a way that I didn't appreciate, a way that I thought the original film handled better.
But you won't give it away.
I won't spoil it, but it's a pretty incredible movie. But I do think if you're a parent and you want to take kids to it, it's PG, and it's PG for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Number two is the movie Criminal. Let's hear a clip.
Your name is Bill Pope.
I'm sick, Doc. I need some kind of shot. I need something.
Don't look at him. Don't look at him. He can't help you. Only you can help him. Your name is Bill Polk. You're an intelligence officer with the CIA.
Is that Kevin Costner trying to resurrect his career again?
That is indeed. It's Kevin Costner. He's not playing Bill Pope. He's playing Jericho Stewart. He's a felon, psychotic, multiple murderer who has been implanted with the memories of a CIA agent named Bill Pope, played by Ryan Reynolds briefly. And so now he's got Bill Pope's memories swirling around in his head. This is, action thriller, very violent, more violent than I think you usually see in a thriller like this, even though it's R-rated. I will say that's pretty generic, pretty junky action stuff, which I happen to like. Kevin Costner is actually really great
really?
In this movie.
Really?
Yeah, he's really
so worth
fun.
Seeing.
You know, he plays he's playing against type, this very angry, bad guy, basically. Great scene where he staves in someone's skull and then screams over the lifeless corpse.
Delightful.
Almost worth the ticket
Delightful.
Price there.
The Cube is back in Barbershop, The Next Cut.
You girls keep complaining about the chauvinistic talk in the shop, but y'all do the same thing in reverse. Each one of y'all want a super thug that can hold his own on the yard at the Cook County Jail, that's got 3 degrees from Harvard and making 6 figures.
You know.
Meanwhile, you pass up corny dudes like Gerard every day.
I think Ice Cube is making 6 figures, but what will people who loved the first one think of this?
I think this is very much in keeping with the spirit of the entire Barbershop franchise, for better or for worse. I've always thought these films could be a little better made, a little better written. But I think what you go to these movies for is really to see all these great people, Ice Cube, Cedric the Entertainer, just sort of sit around in that shop and banter. And if you can enjoy that, I think you'll enjoy the movie. It's a lot of fun.
Barbershop on a Saturday afternoon sounds traditional. Raffer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend.
You too, John.